from the Symphony No. 1 in G by Carl Friedrich Abel, A-B-E-L around here. The family's name is Abel, but maybe descendants of that composer. Count Elena is the name of the group. And next we have J.C. Bach, Johann Christian Bach, one of the Bach sons. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, and on this Friday morning we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. Here's the Hanover Band playing the Johann Christian Bach Violin Concerto in C Major on KPR. Johann Christian Bach, his Violin Concerto in C with Anthony Halstead and the Hanover Band. Good morning. This is KPR. It's 9:30. We're live. We're local from the University of Kansas. 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute, and KansasPublicRadio.org. If you missed the Topeka Symphony last night on Classics Live, well, it's on our website now. On the first page, you can find the link to an exciting concert with Kyle Wiley Pickett leading the Topeka Symphony and John Nakamatsu, pianist, through the Rachmaninoff Second Piano Concerto and the Pines of Rome by Respighi. Also, it'll be repeated on the air Monday night at 8. Support for all the great classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering two Yoga Basics series starting September 7th and 9th. Yoga Basics teaches the families of poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenteroflawrence.org. Next on KPR, we have Boismortier, who was a French composer of all kinds of things. He wrote operas, ballets, vocal music. He was in the Rococo time, King Louis XV. Here's his flute, Suite No. 6, with Anne Savagnat, flutist, and accompanied by a viola da gambist, on KPR. By Joseph Baudin de Boismortier, who lived from 1689 to 1755. He was an interesting French Baroque composer. He was one of the first composers to have no patrons. So he made enormous sums of money in his time by publishing his own music for sale to the public. That was Boismortier's Flute Suite No. 6 in C. The flutist was Anne Savagnat, and Christine Ploubeau was using the bow on the viola da gamba. Next we have a classic arrangement of an old English folk tune by Ray Vaughan Williams. Before we hear some Bach pieces you might recognize, they're little pieces that he wrote for his children to learn keyboard on. Collectively, it was called the Anna Magdalena Bach Notebook, after, well, that was the name of his second wife. Bach had 20 children with two wives. And also, next hour, Mozart's 41st Symphony, the Jupiter, and at 11:12, don't miss Rhapsody in Blue. And I think the best performance we have here, it's Andre Previn, you know, he's got a jazz background, conducting the London Symphony. So it's a great morning for classics here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. And if that's not enough, today in the noon hour, a highly compelling symphony by Roy Harris, the elegant piano music of Chopin, and Schumann's Manfred Overture. That's Classical Music with Jeff from noon to 3 on KPR. The beautiful arrangement by Ray Vaughan Williams of the Fantasia on Greensleeves, Leonard Slatkin, and the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra here on KPR. And now some tunes by Bach played by the Philadelphia Orchestra on KPR. From the Anna Magdalena Bach Notebook, the music of Bach, played by the Philadelphia Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. stirring music by Aaron Copland, The Promise of Living from the Tenderland. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence. KANH, KANH HD1, Emporia. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ, Chanute, a polka after the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
Not only are they wasting taxpayer money by doing this, but they're actually subverting the will of most of our voters and the people of the United States whenever they do this.
The Missouri House is slated to begin debate over the new map early next week. For NPR News, I'm Jason Rosenbaum in Jefferson City.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Avalara, providing businesses with cloud-based tools and managed services for property tax compliance, from filing returns to tracking assessments. Learn more at avalara.com/property tax. And support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. This is KPR. A polka, Mazurka, by Franz Baer, played by Lars Rose on the piano. And good morning. This is KPR, where support for the classical music comes from the Bach Aria Soloists, offering subscriptions for their concert season, including an opening concert open to the public at Luce Park. Season tickets available now through Saturday, September 13th at BachAriaSoloists.com. Well, here's one of the joys of life, the Jupiter Symphony, Mozart's 41st Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. One of Mozart's masterpieces on Kansas Public Radio on this Friday morning, the Symphony No. 41, also known as the Jupiter Symphony, probably named that by a publisher to attract attention to it, but it's so big and bright, of all of his symphonies, maybe the most. And that was Jaeg, John Elliott Gardner, with the English Baroque Soloists. Stay tuned next, a piece by a composer who, American before Aaron Copland, was probably the first one to be known for big orchestral pieces. And stay tuned, speaking of American, George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, and just a little bit past 11:30 this morning, Aaron Copland's Organ Symphony here on KPR, where support for the classical music comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, presenting Sons of Serendip on Saturday, September 6th. Featuring genre-blending arrangements with vocals, harp, piano, and cello. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. Now by John Knowles Payne, the overture to Shakespeare's As You Like It, some American music about an English play on KPR. An American piece by John Knowles Payne. He was born in Maine. Payne in Maine. Overture to Shakespeare's As You Like It, Zubin Mehta and the New York Philharmonic in that concert overture here on KPR. Where there's a little bit of light rain in Lawrence, 61 degrees. We have a chance of showers clear through 2 p.m. probably and a high of 65. Tonight's low 47 and tomorrow's high about 76 degrees with sunny skies expected.
KPR is raising funds to continue their mission of local journalism and music for all. Starting September the 4th through the 7th, every donation made is a point for the Jayhawks. Give a gift of support today at kansaspublicradio.org.
Do it now. We're neck and neck. Score is about to be tied. Let's take over the Missouri Tigers. Make your pledge now to win a point for the team. kansaspublicradio.org. It's 11 o'clock. We're live and local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. We'll have a lovely piece by Ravel. Have you heard the Minuet Antique? We'll have it before we hear Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com, investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The Boston Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, playing the Minuet Antique by Maurice Ravel. Ravel and Gershwin thought a lot of each other. In fact, Gershwin wanted to study with Maurice Ravel, study music with him. And Maurice Ravel is rumored to have said, "Why be a second-rate Ravel when you can be a first-rate Gershwin?" But they liked each other. They were both interested in jazz, and their paths crossed a few times. Next on Kansas Public Radio, let's listen to George Gershwin, probably his most famous piece, 100 years old now. Here's the Rhapsody in Blue on this Friday morning on Kansas Public Radio from KU. ...1971, recorded in London at the Abbey Road Studios. It was André Previn directing from the piano. London Symphony Orchestra for the 101-year-old now American classic by George Gershwin, Rhapsody in Blue, this morning on Kansas Public Radio. It's 11:27. The latest forecast from the National Weather Service is saying that rain off and on before 2 p.m. for Lawrence should be cloudy with a high of 65, about a 30% chance for rain, but not much. To quote, "new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible," unquote. Also, tonight, 47, and tomorrow should be sunny and warmer with a high near 76. Sunday's about the same, sunny with a high near 77. And just peeking into next week, it should be warming up a little bit. We'll have temperatures in the 70s and then in the mid-80s. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always through kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. And from Audio Reader's Audio Sale, a benefit sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more at the Lawrence Public Library, Saturday, September 13th. More information online at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. Next, some Igor Stravinsky. How about a tango, waltz, and ragtime from The Soldier's Tale on KPR? Some fun music from The Soldier's Tale by Stravinsky with the Northern Chamber Orchestra for a tango, waltz, and ragtime. Good morning. It's KPR. In the noon hour, a highly compelling symphony by Roy Harris, the elegant piano music of Chopin, and Schumann's Manfred Overture, classical music with Jeff from noon to three. I'm Cordelia with you for the next 25 minutes or so before 12 noon. Well, next we have music from Aaron Copland that dates from about the same time as Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Next on KPR, we'll hear the Aaron Copland Symphony for Organ and Orchestra. Early Aaron Copland from 1924, his Symphony for Organ and Orchestra. Aaron Copland played on KPR by Andrew Litton's Dallas Symphony Orchestra. It's 12 noon exactly. We're live, we're local. We're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Coming up musically, in just a few minutes after noon news and Stardate, Jeff Watson is starting out with The Swan from Carnival of the Animals. And then Roy Harris, Symphony No. 7, before some gorgeous sparkling Frederick Chopin. And then an overture by Schumann. And later, more music by Jean Francais, the Quartet for English Horn and Strings, plus the Sibelius Symphony No. 6, and a Stravinsky Tango. Starts off the 2 o'clock hour. All kinds of classical delights with Jeff. I'm Cordelia. Have a great rest of your day. This is KPR.
Live from NPR.